Adventures, a podcast from a guy named Kenny.
Yo, Kane Terrigine here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for checking out jackfm.com, Calls of the Day podcast. You're the best. Oh, today was all about snoring. Enjoy. Jack FM.
Hi, Kenny. It's Christina.
Hey, what's up, Christina?
Nothing much. I was laughing at the question I just heard about being angry on the transit about someone snoring.
Yeah, so yesterday, buddy is sawing logs, lady next to him, visibly upset, actually disgusted and mad at the guy. And I'm like, are you allowed to be mad at somebody for snoring on public transit?
Well, I mean, if you're absolutely tired and you're snoring, I mean, no. I mean, the easiest way is to go to another seat. I mean, instead of screaming, hypothetical screaming and saying, will you shut up, like that sort of thing. So no, I mean, if you're tired, you're tired. You snore, people move. So that's just my opinion on that one.
I love it.
Jack. You can't get mad at somebody for snoring. You can only be jealous of them because they're sleeping. I have two kids, so I don't get much sleep. So when I see people sleeping, I get jealous.
That's awesome.
Hey, Kenny, buddy, it's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, done that. I'm on the bus at, 5 o'clock in the morning. And really, if I'm not being obnoxious or, not paying my fare, I'm a working guy.
So you're allowed to snore on public transit?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not being rude. I mean, you're trying to stay awake. You're not doing this on purpose. But I'm on my feet all day at work. As soon as you sit down on that bus, what's going to happen? Or West Coast, what's going to happen?
Pass out time.
Pass out time. You betcha.
Hi, absolutely not. I'm a transit driver, and you want to know how many people fall asleep on my bus? Lots.
So you think the lady that was mad at the dude for snoring, it's her problem?
It is her problem. Seriously, everybody falls asleep. I've had people clipping their nails or falling asleep or eating their lunch. They got to do what they got to do. Things happen. You fall asleep, you fall asleep.
Jack FM.
Oh, well, just heard your question and that. And why didn't you just, like, poke them or something?
That's the thing. That's where, to me, it gets really awkward. Like, hey, listen, I don't mind the snoring. I kind of chuckled about it. But I don't think I could be a guy that pokes random stranger.
But here's the thing, too. Like, maybe you're doing him a favor. Maybe he missed his stop.
I never thought of that.
Like, if he's not tired, like, I've seen people go right past their stop before. So, I don't know.
Jack.
Yo, Kenny, people get annoyed on public transit for people who snore?
Yep.
Really? Okay, now that's stupid.
Okay.
That's stupid. Like, okay, if you're in a play or if you're in a movie and somebody started snoring like my brother does, then yeah, okay, I understand, which he has done before. Because that's a little bit more embarrassing. Like, you're watching a play and all of a sudden you just hear... I feel bad for the actors, right?
Say that I think you can only get mad at people for snoring if you can get mad at people for not only talking on their phones, but talking on their phones next to you while it's on speakerphone.
So yesterday I was on the train and I was talking on the phone. Now, it wasn't on speakerphone, but I was talking. And after my conversation, my friend leaned over to me and said, hey, you were that guy. You were so loud. I was like, really? I didn't even realize.
So true.
But so you think if Buddy was snoring next to you, would you say something? Would you nudge him?
I'd probably give him a hug and be like, it's okay. No, maybe nudge. Maybe nudge. Maybe just like, hey, just snore a little bit there.
Like, this guy was out, man. He was sawing logs. It was crazy.
Oh, well, you got to feel for him then. Maybe he's got four kids at home that scream at night. Who knows?
Yeah, it was nuts. What was your name?
Lisa.
Just wondering about your question.
Yeah.
You about snoring. Why don't you just poke him with a stick and wake him up? Hey?
I don't want to be that guy.
Well, you just poke him a foot away. He can't swing at you. Kenny?
Well, maybe.
I think if you got a stick, you can poke him.
Jack FM.
I was listening to the radio briefly on my way to my last appointment, and I heard that your question of the day is whether or not you can be angry at someone for snoring on the train.
Yeah.
I'm just curious what kind of answers you got to that.
You know, it's been all over the map. Some people say, you know what, yeah, buddy shouldn't snore. Some people say, man, let the guy be. It goes, yeah, it varies, 50-50.
That's so funny. It made me laugh when I heard that I was going to call him.
What do you think?
Well, some really long. And if you have to get up and get on the train at 5:30 in the morning to get to work or whatever, you've worked all day, you're tired, like, snoring is involuntary. I mean, pretty sure the guy didn't sit down on the bus and say, let me see how I can annoy the people today. So, the guy's tired. You can't fault him for that, you know? People are too wound up nowadays, really. Far too wound up.
Jack.
This is Brittany. I decided that if people are allowed to snore super loud on transit, I can probably sing super loud on transit. And if I wake them up, it's not my fault because it's okay.
Now, I'm not saying anything bad about your singing voice. You probably have a beautiful singing voice. But a buddy that was snoring, he was asleep. Uh-huh. Like, he was out. Like, he wasn't aware that he was making all that racket.
Well, so he was real dreaming. So what if I'm daydreaming and I sing? That's okay.
Yeah, okay. Let's have it. Are you going to sing a little bit for us right now?
No. Oh. My voice is not good, trust me. It would wake him up for sure. It would alleviate the problem in the first place.
Oh, I
really
get what So yeah. He's snoring, you start singing to wake him up. I get it.
Or I can start humming a song to him, you know.
I wasn't quite picking up what you were putting down there at the beginning of that conversation.
Yeah, well, I would wake him up.
You got to feel for that guy snoring, though.
I do feel for the guy snoring. What are you going to do? I mean, there's no law that you have to stay awake on a bus, is there, or a train? So I think that's kind of stupid for anyone to get pissed off. Just move.
Just move.
Just move. That's my solution.
Jack! Hey, Kenny, what's going on?
Not much. Who's this?
It's Mark.
What's up, man?
So, just calling about your snoring on the train topic. Coming from a guy who has a spouse that snores like a freight train. it's probably one of the most annoying sounds, especially when you're trying to sleep and it's about the only thing that wakes me up from a dead sleep. But, you know, I think you have to treat, you know, public transit like, you know, a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, right?
That right there is the best way to end this entire topic.
Snoring, yes, annoying, but you're on public transit. Maybe someone's listening to music way too loud. Maybe somebody's talking inappropriately to somebody else. And, you know, you don't know what you're going to get, right? So I say let the guy be, you know?
Forrest Gump quote always helps.
And that's a wrap.
Make sure to check out Kenny Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.9 Jack FM.